Good morning, Ryersonians. I'm Lindsay Rosh-Cowan.
And I'm Spencer Turcott. This is the Rye Report for November 9th. We're bringing you the top stories of the week.
This week on the show, we're talking about how much students should tip at restaurants, Ryerson's failing grade in free speech, and the flaws of faculty course surveys.
Plus, I have an exclusive interview with a Ryersonian reporter. She's here to tell us about her frustrating experience trying to get in contact with the Faculty Association.
Students may have to dig a little deeper in their wallets if they wish to dine out. Restaurants in the GTA are prompting tips up to 30%. It's a high price to pay for students. Some restaurants now present a default tip option on top of tax. Frederick Dimanche is the Director of Hospitality and Tourism at Ryerson. He says the default tip option can be deceiving. The total cost of a bill includes both the price of the meal and the tax. Dimanche says this isn't fair because it increases the cost of the tip.
And what I found sometimes, and which I found incorrect on the part of some of the restaurant operators, is that the tip calculates the whole amount, tax included. And I'm not willing to pay a tip on a tax.
A study done by the American Economic Association says that tips are increasing because of the default tip option.
Ryerson often hands grades out to students, but recently, the school received a grade of its own, and it wasn't a good one. Ryerson and the RSU flunked the report cards in free speech. The grade was given to public universities by a national organization. Ryerson received a C grade for its policies encouraging free speech, and an F for practices. The RSU failed both categories. Michael Kennedy co-authored the index that measures the grades. He says aiming to free a university of controversy is not a realistic goal.
As a university, they need to be holding free expression and academic freedom to a much higher degree of importance than they do things like creating a welcoming environment or a positive space. Because at the end of the day, the university isn't always going to be a comfortable space for people because it's the place where we debate very controversial, high-profile issues of which people have a variety of different viewpoints.
This statement comes months after Ryerson canceled a panel including U of T professor Jordan Peterson. He's well known for refusing to use his students' preferred pronouns.
Faculty surveys at Ryerson seem to be the best way to get students' voices heard. But what happens when it becomes a gateway to sexist language? Many faculty surveys unfairly target women and people of color. A contract lecturer from British Columbia says she gets criticized for being too nice. She also gets criticized for being not nice enough. Studies show women are at a disadvantage when being surveyed by students.
I'm here with Ryersonian reporter Julia Lloyd, who has been covering this issue for the past 2 weeks. She's a third-year journalism student who covers social issues. One of her recent stories got published in JSource. So to start, Julia, can you briefly explain what research on the surveys have shown?
So a lot of the research that we found showed that the surveys, the results of the surveys are a lot more harsh on women and profs of color. And it also shows how female profs are a lot more judged on their appearances and what they're wearing, and male profs aren't.
Right. So I also understand you've been having a tough time kind of getting someone from the Faculty Course Association to speak about this. Do you have any idea why this might be?
I'm not entirely sure why they haven't gotten to us. We have been contacting them for the last week. We have called 30 times. We've gone to their office. So far, what I think it is there is a current grievance with the faculty, and so I'm not sure if they can speak upon that grievance.
So going off that, if nobody from the association gets back to you, how does that kind of change the narrative of the story?
Well, it kind of shows that this topic is very serious and that they don't want to say anything wrong that could change the story or could make the association look bad. So it kind of just shuts the whole situation down and makes it more quiet. And I think it'll show that when they don't comment, that the issue is a lot more important than it seems to be.
Well, yeah, it'll definitely be interesting to see if there's any plans in place to adjust how faculty members are assessed. But, I mean, obviously, unless someone gets back to you, I guess time will tell.
That's it for today. This is Lindsay Rosh-Cowan.
And I'm Spencer Turcott. You've been listening to The Rye Report. Tune in next week as we bring you Ryerson's top stories.